Alta has released a new report examining how state-owned enterprise boards are paid in South Africa, and what we found raises serious governance concerns. Our analysis looked at board remuneration practices at Eskom, Transnet, and South African Airways, and compared these with international governance standards. What we found is that remuneration for non-executive board members is often weakly linked to measurable performance, inconsistently transparent, and vulnerable to political influence. At the same time, South Africa's state-owned enterprises have received more than 520 billion rand in government support between 2008 and 2023. So taxpayers are carrying the cost of these failing institutions, while the link between performance and board remuneration remains weak. This is not about paying board members less. It is about paying them properly and responsibly. Board remuneration should be tied to clear governance standards, measurable outcomes, and transparent reporting. If an SOE deteriorates under a board's watch, there must be accountability. We also benchmark South Africa's governance practices against countries like New Zealand, Canada, and India. While regulations do exist here, enforcement is weaker and protections against political influences are not strong enough. The result is a system where the rules exist, but the consequences often do not. Alta believes remuneration reform is not just a technical governance issue. It goes to the heart of fiscal stability and public trust in state institutions. If boards are rewarded despite institutional failure, we entrench decline. But if remuneration is aligned with performance and accountability, we send a very clear message: deliver or step aside. Alta will continue engaging policymakers in Parliament to strengthen governance standards and close the loopholes that put public funds at risk.